USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After Hurricane Dorian slammed the Bahamas as a Category 5 storm, it's been downgraded to a Category 2 storm. National Hurricane Center Director Ken Graham has an update on the storm's path.
Battering winds. I mean, the winds are still 110 miles an hour, still over the coast you look at the Bahamas here. So battering winds. You got the waves. You also have all the rainfall as well. So still a very serious life-threatening situation over the Bahamas.
Parts of the southeast coast could still see a foot of rain. A Good Samaritan is speaking out after rescuing people from a massive boat fire off the coast of Southern California.
Hearing somebody pounding on the boat and yelling, I open the door, and the five guys are there in their dinghy. They're telling us, asking me to help them, and their boat is just 400 yards away, fully engulfed.
Bob Johnson was able to save five people, but 34 people are feared dead. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A scary scene as a state fair comes to a close. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A wild scene as the Minnesota State Fair wound down last night. Authorities say three people were shot outside of the fairgrounds and another was struck by a car as the festivities were ending. St. Paul Police Department spokesman Steve Linder is saying many more people could have been hurt. The chaos erupting after some sort of altercation broke out just outside of the main gates. All three victims are expected to survive. The girl who was struck by the vehicles in critical condition.
Statistics show that a lot of older Americans aren't ready for retirement, and that's specifically true of women. Anne Marie Chavez at the National Council on Aging says the ongoing pay gap with women still making less for the same work, although less experience, aggravates the problem. Chavez is urging people to call on Congress to let Medicare negotiate for lower drug prices. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Canadian Prime Minister Kim Campbell has apologized for rooting earlier in a tweet that Hurricane Dorian would hit President Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. She came out and said she was sorry for sending the tweet and apologizes to anyone that the tweet may have offended. I had a chance to catch up with Rachel Campos Duffy, and one of the things we discuss is civility when it comes to politics and natural disasters these days.
But even as Americans, and you sense that division, neighbor to neighbor, and even worse, family to family, within families, Thanksgivings and all these things. And again, I think if we as a country could focus a little more on the things we have in common, and there are beautiful things that we have in common. And by the way, you know, if our schools would frankly do a better job of teaching American history, it doesn't mean we have to paper over some of our country's darker spots and mistakes, but it also means there's a lot to celebrate there, and there's a lot to unite us. And I feel like our school system, our culture in general, is not doing a good enough job of emphasizing the things that bring us together. I mean, sports used to bring us together. And we're seeing, even in the NFL, the divisions and the national anthem. And
Duffy has a new children's book out on Tuesday as well, titled Paloma Wants to Be Lady Freedom. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.